Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Joy Philosophy by Elizabeth Town, published in 1903. Quit looking at things and being afraid. Look to your ideals and desires, and remember the great source from which they spring, the infinite supply of the Creator. Keep dwelling mentally on God's infinite supply. Keep using that supply according to your ideals. Fears will drop away from you, and power, wisdom, and love will flow into you and through you. Never admit a fear. Bid it get behind you. Never admit a can't. Pull yourself together and declare, I can, and I will. Fear makes you feel paralyzed. Ignore it. Rise up and act, and you will see how little power your fears really have. Fear is but a paltry stage trick hypnotist. You cannot be hypnotized if you refuse to look at fear. Act and fear flees into the bottomless pit whence it came, into nothingness. Keep on acting as if you felt no fear. In due time, the feeling of fear, the hypnotized sense, will disappear for good. You will smile, and your solar plexus, your soul center, will expand and let in more God feeling, more power and wisdom than you have ever had before. Sometimes you may be too badly paralyzed to act. Well, then just breathe. You are never too paralyzed to go outdoors or to an open window and breathe. Right breathing will dissipate fear. By using the chest and abdominal muscles properly, you can shake the kinks out of your paralyzed solar plexus and let in power. An influx of power from the infinite will enable you to turn your back on fear and act as you desire to act. When you are anxious and afraid, your breath comes in short, shallow gasps, and you can literally feel fear clutching your heart. You feel fear clutch your solar plexus. Now take a slow, full breath, clear down to the bottom of your lungs, as far as the walls of your chest will go. Hold that breath as long as you can without straining, and then see how very slowly you can exhale. Keep your lips firmly closed all the time, but do not press your teeth together, and see that you stand straight, chest out, hips back, and head up with crown high. After one such breath, you will feel decidedly less paralyzed. Your solar plexus will no longer be in quite so hard a knot, and there will be a brighter look in your face. This is a good beginning. Now take another such breath, and yet another. Take a dozen of them. Now you will find yourself much less paralyzed. You can go out and act now, as if you never had any fear. Of course, your teeth may chatter a bit, and you may feel a trifle weak in the knees, but the hypnotic spell is broken. Power is pouring into you from the infinite, and you can act. Go right along and do it. Keep on breathing deeply and telling yourself that you can and you will. And then you will succeed. and then the next time it will be much easier to do. After practice enough, it will grow so easy to do what you desire to do that you will forget you ever had that paralyzed feeling of being afraid. You will have taught your solar plexus to stay open and let in the power, instead of collapsing just at the critical moment when you needed extra power. There are also other ways of taking the kinks out of your solar plexus and letting in the power. Any sort of physical shaking, accompanied by I can and I will statements, will help, especially if the shakings are repeated rhythmically a few times. Take a good full breath. Stamp your foot and say, I can. Then take another full breath. Stamp your foot again and say, I will. Repeat several times. Many a time I have freed the kinks this way after everything else seemed not to work. When I used to suffer horribly from the blues and discouragement, I used to go way up into our big attic, where nobody could hear me, and then I'd rage up and down its length a time or two. I'd stamp my foot sharply and declare aloud to myself, I'm not sad. I'm not. I am happy. I am happy. I am. Everything is just as it ought to be. And I like it so. I do. I'm happy, I tell you. I am. This all might seem a little crazy, but this little exercise never failed to relieve me from that horrible burden at my heart, at the solar plexus. There were times I tried for hours to meditate my way out of discouragement to no avail. But 5 minutes of this sort of shaking up always freed me, and I would go about my work feeling as if I had thrown off a nightmare and found the sunshine. So as crazy as it may seem, try it for yourself. There is also another way, which was suggested to me by Dr. Paul Edwards. He says that whenever he is in need of refreshing, such as after a long day's work, he goes away and shakes himself up for 10 minutes or so. He stands up and gets as loose and limp as possible, all over, and then shakes himself just as a big dog does when it comes out of the water. He calls it taking physical exercise with relaxed muscles. The reason this works is that prolonged effort reduces your power faster than it can, under ordinary conditions, flow through your solar plexus. All the nerves get into a partly collapsed condition, as if the energy had been sucked out of them, leaving them dry and flabby. All the little muscles which encase the nerves are contracted. This keeps the infinite supply from flowing in again. So Dr. Edwards' idea is scientific. He relaxes from head to foot and literally shakes the kinks out. And immediately he is filled again with power from the infinite reservoir. All sorts of depressed feelings come from this depleted condition of nerves. And anything which will loosen up the muscular contraction will remedy the condition. Sometimes a single thought will be dynamic enough to do it. Sometimes a single hour or so of right thinking will do it. If you can be perfectly still, body and mind, for even 5 minutes, the desired end can be accomplished. But it takes years of practice to attain quickly the state of mental and physical stillness necessary to quick recuperation from states of depression. It takes a real master to speak peace to themselves in such a way that the words are quickly obeyed. And such a master attains this mastery by a long series of just such little exercises as those that I have just given you. All these little physical drills get your body into the habit of minding your mental commands. After you have used them long enough, your body will obey the mental commands alone. I can and I will are words of power. Say them softly to yourself. Say, I will. And note the freedom with which the sound leaves your lips and throat, which are never closed on the word. The sound pours freely forth to vibrate the ethers. Now say can't, and note the effect. The T sound can only be made by inhibiting the vowel sound, by cutting off the flow of the sound. The use of these words has the same effect on the solar plexus. The will words allow a free flow of soul power, while the can't words shut off your soul power. Will words open the solar plexus to radiate power to all of your being, while can't words check the flow of power, just as your tongue checks the ass sound with the tight T. Say will with your will, and you can actually feel power radiate through your entire body. That is, if you say it freely. But if you say it behind gritted teeth, it has nearly the same effect as the T sound. The clenched teeth mean a clenched solar plexus and an inhibition of soul power. Muscular tension of any sort inhibits the free flow of soul power, whether the tension comes from clenched teeth or from a tongue clenched in the T sound. Speak to yourself the words which open up your soul flow. The can, will, love and joy words. Use these words with all sorts of bodily exercises for shaking out the muscular kinks. These are words and exercises which make for life, health, happiness, and success. All desirable things are the result of letting out the soul power, which eternally presses for expression through you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.